It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, high above Albia Square. On this Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner, beautiful Saturday morning brewing here in the Heartland. Big week, a big week of athletics here at Albia Community High School. Football team, first ever playoff victory. The girls volleyball team, two playoff victories in 1 week. Awesome job out of them. And we've got the boys and girls running at the state cross country meet today. And we're going to check in with Coach Todd Ratliff and get a early prognostication of today's events that are taking place at the state cross-country event. And, of course, I got a full house here this morning. The football coaching staff is in the house. Coach brought in some of his ragtag group of misfits and wannabes, but we're going to talk to them. They may be in civilian clothes, but, man, when they put that the blue on, it's like a Superman coming out of the phone booth. So we're going to see them transform into regular guys, into superheroes here in just a few minutes on the air. Also going to have the girls volleyball team stop by and talk about their big week ahead of them. They're just one game away from a state berth as well, so a lot's going on here at the Coach's Corner, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
At Community First Credit Union, we have the right tool for your next home project. For a limited time only, get a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit at 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Save big at Menards with an 11% rebate on everything in the store, even sale priced items. Receive an 11% rebate on everything for your home improvement projects. Save 11% on lumber, roofing, siding, and insulation. Save 11% on paint, carpet, and flooring. Receive an 11% rebate on doors, windows, tools, and so much more. Hurry, sale ends Saturday, November 2nd. So save today with an 11% rebate on everything in the store.
Save big money at Menards.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the corner of 34 and 5. Back to the Coach's Corner. We're talking Albia Blue Demon football, historic Albia Blue Demon football, and I've got Coach Staton sitting across from me here. And Coach, I'll have you put the headset on and join the conversation. Let's talk about the significance of this win for you in the football program. And you know, a now 10-0 season, Coach, and you bust through a perfect season, and then you're able to get that big playoff win, first in school history, a couple of firsts out of this very special group of Albia Blue Demon football team.
Well, Jason, I'm really glad you gave me this headset because nothing's coming through, and I didn't hear a word you said. So anyway, it's nice being undefeated. It happens one game at a time, and that was not our goal starting out. But we're glad that we are in that position, but it didn't come easy. Our opponents put up tough battles against us, and we had to overcome some things. A lot of adversity had to be overcome with injuries and illness and things of that nature that you really don't have a lot of control over as a coach. But these kids found a way, and they're together. They have a lot of fun. If you come to one of our practices, you'll see them laughing and joking around. But they also know when it's time to get serious and get after it. And that makes it fun for the coaching staff as well.
Coach, you really got it challenged with that running attack by the Wise and Muscatine. Some tremendous backs there. Defense doing a great job of you know, really shutting down that rushing attack in spite of all the weather. You know, the weather came in a lot of people said, oh, that's going to be the great equalizer, but you guys proved to be just as tough in the mud as the opponent.
Well, that was the perfect storm for Loaiza Muscatine because they have four backs that can get the ball on every play, and they give you a lot of misdirection, and a lot of times it's like a scrum in rugby. They kind of moosh in there, and pretty soon this little back squirts out, and he's off and going because your guys are all tangled up in the mess. But I think that as the game went on, we started to wear them down. Playing near two platoon football was certainly a help to us. They were a very good football team, and we helped them with a couple fumbles, but we were able to overcome those. And I think we have to thank our athletic director for getting tarp on that field. And he spent quite a bit of time of his day getting the field covered so it'd be nice and have some footing when we got on it. Then we had the lightning that delayed the game a while. And a team has to be able to improvise and adjust to what's going on. And if a player gets injured, you got to improvise and adjust to that. If the weather's bad, you got to improvise and adjust to that. So being able to do those things is a mark of a good team. And then this is a good football team. And you know, these guys play it one play at a time. And if we keep at it, keep playing our best, at the end things will work out well for us.
Coach, this offensive line has been got stuck with the gremlins in here. I wondered, it's Halloween, so they probably snuck in the back door. But this offensive line, unable to really get a full season where you've had the same five starters every week. But guys are starting to get healthy now. And I thought they played some really good football up front. Very physical, big team in Loaiza Muscatine.
Well, Jason, first of all, there are no gremlins here. It's Coach Doctor's over there flipping switches, so we need to get his hands off the control dials. But this has been a very unusual season because we have not started the same offensive line two games in a row, and we've had to do a lot of switching and patching, and thank goodness we have an hour a day to work on the backups that have to go in. And but it hadn't just been the offensive line. We've had some injuries with our backs and receivers. One of the greatest receivers in the state has a pinky finger that's looks like a thumb. It's swollen so bad. So, Nick Kroll is our trainer, and he does a nice job of working with the kids and helping them rehab. And our medical people in the community are also our good supporters, and they help the kids and try to get them back on the field as quick as we can. But a good football team better be able to make adjustments. And when you get to this point in the season, you need to be good. There are no bad teams left in the still playing football. You need to be healthy, and you need to be a little bit lucky. It never hurts to have a little bit of luck involved.
Well, today is Wednesday on your practice schedule, Coach. How's the guys adjusted to the change in the routine?
Well, Jason, if you had not sent me a text reminding me that today is the radio show, I wouldn't be here because I'm working on Wednesday. And I'm thinking, why are we doing the radio show on Wednesday? And it's really football, a different day than what everybody else has. And our players get used to it. It kind of messes you up during the day sometimes because we're having Wednesday and everybody else in town is having Saturday. But you have to get thinking that way because –
if you don't, the game just arrives all of a sudden and you're not mentally ready. We have a specific pattern that we follow on getting ready for a football game. The coaches do their homework on Saturday. We have a coaches meeting on Sunday. On Monday, we present the plan to the players, and we look at film and scout. We give them, here's the game plan, here's what we're going to try to do. On Tuesday, we really install it and get it in their heads. On Wednesday, it's just review, and Thursday's complete review, and then Friday we play the game. So we're at that point right now where we're going to cement things in and make sure we're ready to go with our next opponent, which is going to come up here pretty quick.
Coach, you've coached teams to the Dome. You've been a part of that. You've been a part of championships, and you of course, coach some really special football teams. I'm not going to ask you to make a comparison, but I know the fans would like to hear that. But let's talk about those teams that you've taken there. What are those ingredients that they had that put them in the place that they got to?
Well, you have to be well-rounded, and you have to have a good defense. Defense wins championships, and offense sells the tickets. And I'd really like to see our offensive people on the turf floor, because we're pretty fast running around in mud, let alone get on a nice turf surface. And our defense is holding people down, and that was the way it was on both my state final teams. And but your kicking game has got to be good. We had two really great punt returns. We have our kickoff unit is very special. We have Justin Bossert is the leading kickoff guy in 2A football, and that's all a part of it. And our defense is holding down some teams. We saw the leading rusher in 2A football last game, and our defense held them down, and they held them in check until we could get our offense in gear and move it. So you got to be able to do it all, and if you have a weak area, teams will exploit it. So it's hard to say, well, this team is better than that team, but I'll tell you, this is one of the most fun group of young men that I've coached, because they like each other, and they practice hard, they play hard, they show up early for meetings, and they're doing the things that champions need to do. But we want to be more than champions. You can take home a trophy and put it in your trophy case, but you know, it's the impact you make on other people. We've had people commenting on our sportsmanship, on the way we compete. Television came in yesterday and said, you know, I notice your players are very disciplined. How do you do that? And you know, these seniors have come through the whole program, and all they know is football this way. And I'm kind of like the dad. You know, the parents set the standards and expect the kids to follow. And if they don't follow, then something has to happen. But you like it when you don't have to do anything. They just hear what you say and do what you say, and that makes for a good bonding session. And these kids can play well together. It doesn't matter the score. They're going to go out and give their best each and every play. And that's a fun group of people to be involved with.
Well, Coach, you got a fun group of coaches to be with as well. And Coach Bear, Coach Wiseman, Coach Dykstra, and you finally brought Coach Dykstra in, and all he does is eat all the popcorn that Coach Bear brought in that for all of us. And I guess it'll be another Saturday morning without any treats.
Well, with Coach Dykstra around, it's pretty lively, and our afterglows are kind of special. And but they go a little longer because Duffy, he has been known to talk for long periods of time. But I tell you what, I like our coaches. The kids are responding well to them. And you have to have good players, and they've got to make the plays. But I'm telling you, you better have some good coaches that can break down film, that can then teach the techniques that need to be taught. And we had a coach from another school come and visit our practice because he wanted to see how we do things, and he was impressed with how organized we were and how specific we were on details. And I've had players who come back after going to college and they say, well, Coach, the thing that surprised me most was how specific the college coaches are on details. And we try to do the same thing. We have our techniques, and you better follow the technique. You better know where to line up and what to do when the ball is snapped and what your assignment is. And But I give my hat's tip to these coaches because they do a great job, and most of them don't get any money for doing it. And in fact, a couple of them have to pay to coach because they got to travel to get here in the first place. So hats off to them and to the players for following the good lead of the coaches.
We're going to take a quick time out, come back. We're going to meet these coaches. Coach Huber, he's hiding over there in the corner. He has his camouflage on. I hardly saw him over there. We're going to talk with Coach Huber. Coach Wiseman, Coach Dykstra, Coach Bear is in the house, and we'll talk with him about this Albion Blue and football team when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
It's 4 a.m. Deer season is here. You're headed to the woods to find that perfect buck. You've checked your trail camera's pictures and planted your food plots. Your muddy tree stand is set in just the perfect spot. Your Hoyt bow is sighted in, blood sport arrows tipped with rages, or maybe you have a Parker crossbow all ready to go. You showered with dead downwind, washed your clothes and execute. And when the cold wind blows, you will have your heater bodysuit to keep you warm while you wait for that buck to wander down the trail under your tree stand to the lure of Mrs. Dopey. Your license and tag are in your pocket, cell phone on silent, grunt tube around your neck, and nose jammer for your cover scent. All your preparations done, and your hunt is about to begin. You have supplied the determination and the patience, and Bluff Creek Archery has supplied everything else, your go-to place for all your hunting needs.
Hi, this is Jackie Huber with the White Buffalo Restaurant, telling you about our daily lunch buffet. You'll start with our huge salad bar, the freshest homemade salads and salad toppings. There's Caesar salad and two fresh soups also. Our hot food buffet features roasted chicken, made from scratch pizza, potatoes, and more sides, fresh tortilla wraps and ice cream. So change your ways and do what's fresh every day with our lunch buffet. It's only $6.95 and it's ready when you are. See you at the Buffalo.
Back to We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. I've got some terrible breaking news here. I thought I had the Wiseman in the house. It's Coach Wigman, and unfortunately, for those out there, those Hawk fans, that I had kidnapped Heisman or Wiseman today. Good news for you that we only have Coach Wigman in the house. All right, but right now we got Coach Bear, head coach of that defensive coordinator for the Blue Demon defense, and wow, what a tremendous defense. Coach, I believe that was the fifth game this year you held your opponent to only 6 points. The seventh game on the season where the team scored six or less. Amazing season for this defense.
Well, every week's a really big challenge as we go into this playoff series. Every team has an outstanding running back. Just so happened Louisa Muscatine had three really good running backs, and they had an offensive line to go with that, so Mother Nature cooperated. Going into this, you know, mud isn't to our favor, so to speak. We're kind of on the smaller side, but we are fighters, and we just have a lot of heart, and we just overcome adversity. And we give it 110%. We 11 men to the ball at all times.
Well, Coach, that's just it. It's like we talk about on Friday nights. It's like someone dropping a drop of blood in a shark tank, and it's just everybody wants a piece of it. And the mentality has, at least that from our vantage point, is that the mentality is that no one wants to let the other guy down, that everyone wants to be a part of making the hit and making a big hit.
You bet, Jason. We've got 11 guys swarming to the ball, and it doesn't matter if you're a senior, if you're a junior, if you're a sophomore, and I don't care if you're a freshman. If you're not good enough to play, I'm going to see you over on my side of the ball, because I believe in unity, and it doesn't matter if you're senior, junior, sophomore, or freshman. If you've got the heart to play defense, I'm all about it.
You guys made some adjustments. Looked like you changed the front up a little bit for Wise and Muscatina. That take a little while to get into the system, and the guys seem to play it well. But one thing that is always difficult to stop, particularly when you got fast guys, is that counter play. But it looked like you made some adjustments going into the game.
You bet. The last two games, actually, it went clear back to the Eddyville game. Coach Blunt gave us his defensive scheme when he won a state championship with Oskaloosa. And Coach Blunt has been a very big inspiration to me and helping me be a better defensive coordinator and our defensive coaches. Coach Blunt's done an outstanding job showing us key reads, personnel placement, and it just kind of opens your eyes to the whole defensive scheme of things. I'd like to take my hat off to Coach Blunt for helping me, Coach Carlson, over the past couple years. I've been blessed to be with a lot of outstanding coaches.
Mid Prairie Wellman, this is not a new program. We, you know, they were part of our district in the past. We've had many really good football games, you know, some real historic endings to some of those games. But this team, they're coming into this coming Monday night. What are those things that you guys are going to have to key on defensively to shut down?
Well, they've got a guy wearing a jersey that has number 2 on it, and he's about 5'11", 192, and I swore he runs a 4.340 because this guy is lightning fast, and we've got to bring everybody on board to be breathing, thinking, dreaming of number 2 and stopping him. We've got a good game plan ready for him. Number 9, their fullback, does a lot of lead blocking, very outstanding blocker, and we're taking all these things into consideration, and we will be ready for Monday's football game.
A similar type of eye formation they run. You know, I'm just looking back to the past in my mind, which isn't so good, but they seem to be more of a traditional. What's traditional today, but more of an eye formation type of football team.
You bet. They keep it simple, Coach. And bottom line is they're going to kind of run it right at you. You know where they're going to go. So you've got to plug and scrape. And just they don't only have an offense that really runs the ball good. They pass extremely well good. I mean, he does a really good job of throwing that outside route, the quick slants. I mean, we've got to be prepared for the whole package.
In the past, it seemed like they were able to get the tight end involved as well, and some tight end seam passes. You know, so this is a team that's got some obviously some diversity to its offense.
You bet. We don't take any team lightly. We are well prepared. They've got a receiver, number 15, that's 6'3". I think he's 185, extremely fast. They're going to try to pick on Hunter Weldon. They're going to try to pick on Chad Oleshin. But you know what? I have confidence in our defensive backs, and I coach the defensive backs, and I've never worked with a better group of young men that are dedicated and do whatever I ask them to do. And that's a good thing as a coach going into big games like this.
Hunter Weldon, what a big night he had for you guys. He was our impact player the first half, courtesy of the Eagles Club in the first half, because he oftentimes you don't find that in his position, particularly on defense, getting that impact player called. But he made some really big touchdown-saving tackles for you guys and seemed to be where the football was.
You bet. Hunter Weldon all year long has been big play Weldon. He's got a huge heart. He's got extremely fast wheels. Very good coachable kid. A lot of times when Brett Leshen come in and played some defensive back for us, Hunter kind of had to take second fiddle. He never complained. He never griped. And he was always ready on standby. And when he gets put in there, he does an outstanding job. And he's one of my premier defensive backs.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Tough black shirt defense put up by you guys. And I know you're looking forward to Monday night. And we're excited to watch this team get back on the football field.
You bet, Jason. I want to give a little kudos to some of our guys here throughout the season. I know this season is not over, but we've got the tackle leaders. We've got Blake Bear leading tackles. He's got 72 for the season. Bryce Leshen has 63. Outstanding linebacker. You're going to hear a lot about Bryce Leshen to come. We've got Blake Lawless, 52 tackles on the season. Another sophomore. I mean, we're just reloading. And we've got Hugh Sinclair, a senior leader. He's with 44 right now. He was really stepped up his game here the last week, and you're going to look for good things to come out of Hugh Sinclair this week. On the interceptions, we've got Chad Oleshin, a.k.a. Coolio. He's got number 4 on receptions. Blake Bear's got 4, and Brett Leshen has 3. And I wish I could play Brett Leshen on defense more because he is an outstanding hitter, one of our best football players we have on the team. But we need him on offense, and that's where he's going to play.
Well, Coach, this is a dynamic football team defense that I call them sharks in the shark tank. Drop that blood and look out.
You bet. I'd like to throw in a couple other things here real quick before I get off the speaker. I don't want to give Duffy all this time. But Coach Hill is doing an outstanding job with special teams. His punt return team is just – it's got to be in the top 5 in the state as far as yards per carry. And then the kickoff team, I mean, he is just put a team out there that is just phenomenal. And then Brendan Bassett, fumble recovers, he's leading our team in 5. And I could go on and on and on. I'm not really good at speaking on Saturdays, but I tell you what, I've got to take my hat off to these kids, these coaches, and the community. It's just amazing.
Coach Bear, awesome job. Thank you so much. Coach Wigman, yeah, I thought there was a 45 on your jersey. I apologize, but
I can see your confusion.
Not Wiseman, Wigman. Hey, Coach. You know, you get to coach the quarterbacks, and this is a special group of quarterbacks. You got 3 guys that you're coaching right now, and all 3 of them could be starting for most teams for sure. Obviously, Brett is all district, but Luke Sarver is right there as well. He could easily be all district if he didn't have the district guy ahead of him.
Yeah, the only thing old Luke has to worry about is that Brett's in front of him. But that's the best thing for our team right now. And, you know, I walked into a pretty good situation here quarterback-wise with Brett going into his 35th game in a row that he started for this team. And, you know, he's you know, number 1 in the state in yards per throw with almost 26 yards. You know, and if we did throw the ball 30 times a game, he'd have over 2,000-plus yards. But, you know, he's only thrown the ball 83 times, and we make the most out of those efforts.
Well, you know, the quarterback's going to get a lot of accolades, and people are going to watch that ball being slung around the football field. But most will not watch the carry out of the fake. They won't watch the little details with the footwork that set up each play, because it's not just a passing play where you have to get your footwork in. It's making sure that you take the proper steps to get to the handoff. Otherwise, it's a delay. So all of it is a rhythm and a dance that has to be run at perfection, and the guy leading the dance is the quarterback.
Yes, sir. And, you know, it helps us that we have 3 guys that we can give the ball to running backs-wise that can help us, you know, chug down the field if we need to. You know, when they put 9 guys in the box, we're going to throw the ball, and we're going to throw it to number 22 probably. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that if you're going to keep 9 in the box, we're going to throw on you. And we're going to be very effective at that with Brett throwing almost 18 touchdowns this year.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous number when you think about the running attack that we have as well. You know, how efficient our passing game has been, and yet yet we've had this tremendous running team, you know. So to be able to do that and to do that with such a strong running team is pretty impressive.
Yeah, and that's a big, you know, shout out to Coach Duffy here for the running game. You know, kudos to him and his popcorn eating skills as well.
Wow. Man, look out. Keep your fingers away from that, bud. You'll give me a high nub.
But that's the great thing about our defense as well. We know we're going to get the ball back. We know we're going to get an opportunity to go down and score them if we need to. And, you know, that defense gives us a lot of opportunities to do so.
Yeah, they gave you some pretty short fields. So you guys, you know, they've helped make you guys look good. And vice versa, when you're putting up points, the defense can play a little more relaxed and you feed on each other. Looking at the feeding, man, Coach Dykstra. But, you know, I think one of the nice things about Coach Dykstra is that, you know, he's a leader by example. And when we talked about this being a dance that you guys do offensively, for him to come out in his tutu and practice like he's been doing, that is really impressive.
You know, you lead by example, and not a lot of guys can do that.
No,
it's impressive.
Yeah, it would have been nice if he would have bought a razor, though. Wow, Grizzly Adams over here. Let's go over and talk to Coach Dykstra. Coach, giving you a hard time, but it was really thoughtful of you to wear the tutu to practice. Let's talk about this offensive line, Coach. You know, you've been a part of Coach Dayton's system. You played in it. You understand the system. But when you got five guys that you got to put out there every week, and each week it's a different five guys, you know the importance of making sure that system's being taught in deep, not just to what you might call your starting five, because this year there hasn't been such a thing.
Right on. We've been blessed this year with a lot of kids buying into the program, and with some of our adversity this season, a couple kids breaking feet, spraining ankles, you know, just bangs and oozes through the way. It's really neat to see kids stepping up, next man in kind of thing, where we really have to go in next man in. And it's really neat when you talk to one of these young men and you say, well, this week you're going to learn center, or next week you're going to be learning a front side tackle, and they smile and they shake their head yes, and they go after it. Incredible mental strength for these kids to keep on coming back and working with all the adversity that comes their way.
Coach, you got some really nice big linemen to work with, but I'll tell you what, the thing I've been impressed, and of course I've been the father of a kid that you've coached to, you know, second team All-State, mm-hmm. That was undersized. You've been able to take guys that maybe, you know, most teams look at, and they may not find a spot for them because maybe they are undersized and they're not, you know, not fast enough to play linebacker, and they're not big enough to fit most O-line structures. But you guys take a pride in developing those guys.
Definitely so. And Albie kids are big within heart. They might not be the biggest kids, but they have huge, huge hearts, and they really want to please and really perform for the community and show what they got. And that's one of the things that has been really nice is. The kids have really gone after it, you know, as they grow and as they mature and lift weights and get bigger. Sometimes we don't have the height, but they make up for it with a lot of heart. And it's one of those things that's Albia, and the kids are a little bit smaller. But, boy, I tell you, I love coaching these kids here.
Well, you know, you start the football game and you do the old comparison game, and you put that red car and you look out there and you see, you know, the team's bigger up front, and by the second quarter you've forgotten that they're bigger than we are.
Definitely so. You got to smile. And the other thing that's kind of neat is a lot of these kids are sophomores and juniors. There's not one senior on there, and we always chuckle. We'll always challenge anybody seniors to come out and try to battle us, and they are smaller, but they will give you a fight, and usually by third, fourth quarter, they're still up there and fighting away. So,
Coach, we got to get to volleyball, but let's talk real quick about Mid Prairie Wellman. I know, you know, you guys really worry about what you are going to do, but talk about maybe some of the preparation for Mid Prairie Wellman.
Yeah, well, we're of course we're undersized once again, but that's been one of those things that we've faced all throughout this year. And we're going to fire off the ball and hit them low and try to move them back and forth. You know, with the weather and stuff, we're planning on giving them a well-balanced attack, running and passing, and hopefully they're ready to play, because we will be, and it's only a couple days until game time. So defense is all fired up. Offense is ready to go. Special teams are going to be cracking. So it's going to be one heck of a game coming up.
Well, I think you forgot a little piece of popcorn right there. No, it's on Coach Wakeman's shirt. Go ahead and grab that real quick. Hey, Coach Huber, come on up here, buddy. And we're going to get to volleyball here in just a second. But right now we're talking Albion Blue football. Coach Huber, Coach, you growing up bleeding blue, and you've helped coach some of these kids when they were in the youth tackle football program. You had kind of an indication that you had a special group of kids coming through.
Yeah, that was nice for me. This year I got to come back and work with the varsity, and I did. I helped you coach Brett and Shadow and all those guys when they were in fifth or sixth grade, and that was just a great experience. I got to do that when I was still in high school, and now coming back and coach them again this year, so that's awesome.
Well, talk about the toughness of this game. You were one of those players that, you weren't the fastest. You weren't necessarily the biggest. But you played with a lot of heart, and I know that's the kind of players you like. But this team is full of those kind of guys. It just they're tough-minded, not just physically, but they're tough-minded kids.
Yeah, they are, and that's what's great to see. And even at the freshman level, we have the kids that have more heart this year than I've ever seen here in Albion. And I just love to see that. When kids have heart and go out there and play everything they got every down, that's what I love about football. If you got that, you got more than anything else.
Well, if the future looks really good, I know you coach down in the junior high program. You coach the freshmen and help with some of the JV. You can see that there's lots of talent coming up as well.
Yeah, there is, Jason, and that's great. You know, and I communicate with Coach Archer, Coach Aleska, and Coach Haywood. There's a lot of good things even at the junior high for next year when I get them up for freshmen. So I'm really excited about that. They just keep on going down the line, and Albia is doing a great job with these kids in the lower programs and then bringing them up to us at freshman, then to varsity. I mean, it's great all around.
Well, you and I talked, in the years back about being in a place where we could be in these special moments, and we knew there was a formula that could be created and a recipe that could be baked for Albia to be successful in football, and we found it.
Yeah, it's here, and it's just great to be a part of it. I've learned so much this year as a coach, working with all the upper-level coaches and getting the experience with Coach State, and it's helped me out so much as a coach. I've learned a lot of things that I need to do better, and it's just great for me. I mean, if I ever want to be a head coach, this is the best program to be part of to learn.
Absolutely. A Hall of Fame coach to learn under and to hang out with some of these guys. Other than you just got to stay away from the popcorn. Duffy, man, I'll tell you what. There's vacuum cleaners that don't get things picked up that quickly. That's impressive. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come right back. Oh, and we're going to time out and come right back. We're going to talk volleyball. They're just one game away from going to state to when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Hi, my name is Christy Grove. I'm the mortgage lender for Community First Credit Union in Albia. Have you found your dream home? Right now at Community First Credit Union, we're offering a 15-year mortgage as low as 2.75%. With rates so low, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
The football team's not the only team, not the only sports program. Every fall sports program has done amazing things this fall, including the volleyball team, who's not done yet. They have qualified for state, sub-state, but two big wins. I got Coach Tessa Simpson in here in the studio. Coach, wow, what a huge week for Lady D volleyball.
Absolutely. When we saw that we were going to host first two rounds, no matter what, you know, that really revved us up a little bit. You know, somebody at the state office recognized Albia Volleyball and knew that, you know, if we host those matches, we're going to have quality teams there, and our fans are going to be there in the stands, get some ticket sales for the state. So when we saw we were going to host first two rounds, and then we saw the teams that were in our region, we were pretty excited. You know, I think we talked about this last week. Usually we would go east, and face like Davis County, Mediapolis, Mount Vernon, those sorts of schools. And this year we went west to see a whole bunch of different schools.
Well, Coach, talk about the this week, some of the impact players on your team. Obviously, you had some big moments to get two wins, and anything you're doing in the playoff and the postseason and getting a win, there are some pretty special wins.
Absolutely. You know, we came out and opened up and beat Centerville beginning to start the week, and you know, we started out a little bit slow and then really put it on and played, I really think, our very best match of the season. Talked to their coach afterwards, and he was really impressed by us. Obviously, they saw us during conference season. We missed one serve all night that night. Just played phenomenal. Our blocking was great. Put the ball away for kills. We had most kills and assists we've had all season in the match. And then on Thursday we played who did we play Thursday? Doesn't matter now, right? There we go. Oh, I-35. There we go.
That's a great, you know, now I can tell you're really into coaching because you've already flushed the past.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It's about tomorrow.
Yep, absolutely. We're focused on Red Oak. You know, obviously not a team that we played before. Don't really know a lot about them. Don't have common opponents, that sort of thing. So we're focused on Red Oak, and we know that Albia needs to take care of Albia. And if we do those sorts of things, it should be a pretty good match.
Preparing for a volleyball opponent, do you guys get film of the opponent? You know, is it, you know, what kind of a breakdown do you do to try to strategize? And I've never been shy to tell you that I'm a novice at best at understanding the game of volleyball. But is there a strategy you have to put together or try to put together?
Usually, we just really focus on ourselves, taking care of doing the things that we need to do right, our passing, our serving, putting the ball where we need to put it. But for the Red Oak opponent, I've contacted some other coaches that have played them to get some things. And then with the stats, you can see it. You know, these three girls are getting the most of their kills. If they have two girls that have a lot of assists, then that means they run a two-setter offense instead of a one-setter offense, those sorts of things. So you just, you know, you can look at numbers and know what they do, tendencies. The only thing you don't know is if they're tall, if they have hard hitters, or if they tip, if they're smart, those sorts of things. Those are the little intangibles you want to know more information about.
Coach, to be able to get the kills that you got and to get the you know, those set up, not being real smart about things, but it would appear to me that you have to have a really good serve to start things out, because you know, if you're getting a kill on the backside of that serve, it had to be deep enough and strong enough that they weren't able to just get a kill on their own shot.
Yeah, absolutely. You come out with a hard serve, it makes them hard to set up an offense. And a lot of times we'll get a free ball back, and if we get a free ball back, you know, we can set it up and put it away and do some good things on our side too. So we really look to, you know, serve them tough, so we can improve our chances of getting a kill on our side.
Well, let's float ahead here. Game time, and where are we going so that we can be prepared to go and enjoy the contest?
Yeah, we're going to Creston. It's a neutral site for the sub-state, and we'll be playing Red Oak, and it starts at 7.
What are you most looking forward to, Coach?
Just the atmosphere is going to be so much fun. You know, like I said, playing at home our first two matches was a great experience. Student section was awesome. Monday was the construction theme, and then Thursday was Halloween, obviously, so there were some great costumes in the stands, and kids were great. You know, we go to a neutral site, so it kind of takes that away a little bit for both teams. You know, you don't have that home court advantage. You know, having a neutral site is just going to be great. It's going to really level the playing field for both teams, and it's just going to be good volleyball.
Well, I know your seniors are excited about this, and I'm sure, knowing them, that they're really focused in on this.
Oh, absolutely. Our match, we won in three, so we were done before the Red Oak Clarinda match was over. Theirs went to four. So I told the girls when we left the school, we didn't know who we were playing yet, and it didn't really matter for us, you know. And then once I saw who won it, I let the girls know, and I got, you know, about 14 texts back, you know, being excited and those sorts of things. So the girls are really focused, and they're just having so much fun with it. It's great to see, you know, 14 high school girls just really get this experience and do a wonderful job with it.
History being made, Coach, and congratulations. You could see that the recipe was being put together, and the cake is now being baked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, congratulations. Folks, they've qualified for sub-state. They're one game away from going to state, and Tuesday night, large crowd over in Creston would help this team get to their goal, and we'd all love them to have them out there, and we're working on some broadcasting stuff as well.
Absolutely. Hammer Time Volleyball.
All right, Tessa Simpson, the head coach of the Lady Volleyball team. We're going to take a quick time out. We're coming back. We're going to talk cross-country. Coach Ratliff's going to join us on the phone when we come back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
First McNess Company, serving the farming community, is a trusted name in animal feed and nutritional services. From commodities to our highest performing premix and minerals, our team is passionate about helping our customers not only succeed, but to excel. First McNess knows that being mediocre just doesn't cut it, and that's why we're committed to greatness in both products and services. To take advantage of our 2014 booking program, special pricing, and work with the most passionate livestock professionals in Iowa, call us at 800-535-7949 and ask for the sales rep in your area.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier by eliminating the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with the redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today, this holiday season, at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Alvia to see the entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. Family owned and operated since 1960. And they've got Lazy Boy, England, Southern Motion, and Tempur-Pedic products as well. Stop in at Mick Furniture and Appliance.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of our low rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
Every element of a sporting event requires equipment. To get gear for the game, shop Danco on the northeast corner of the Centerville Square or shopdanco.com. That's DANNCO.com. Right now, Danco has a 20% savings for you on baseball equipment and women's sandals. Danco is open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday. Shop Danco for sporting goods, athletic footwear, and footwear for the family. Danco on the northeast corner of the Centerville Square or online at danco.com.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of our low rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Hi, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. How awesome was that to have, all these guys stop by. Coach Dykstra coming in here, and I'm a little ashamed, Scotty. We're alone here in the press box or in the studio, but... Coach Dykstra, Coach Bear brings in a entire container of popcorn, and Scotty Fry, who's up here producing the show, it's empty. We get nothing, buddy. That's just ridiculous. I don't know about you. I feel slighted.
It's just the way it works, Jason.
You know, I was worried there for a second, the way Coach Dykstra was putting that popcorn away, that he's going to bounce one off his belly and put somebody's eye out. It was going down in a hurry. All right. Also, want to congratulate Coach Tessa Simpson. How awesome is it? This is a very special fall for Albia Athletics. When you look at what's being accomplished, of course, we just talked to the football team, 10-0 on the season, first ever undefeated season for the football team, first ever playoff win, and then you throw on that top of that, you've got a volleyball team that has won two playoff wins, and then. A chance to get one more win and qualify for the state tournament, and that game is on Tuesday night. So you want to make sure you get over into Creston, and they'll host, or they'll not host, but they'll drive to Creston on that neutral site and take on Red Oak. Red Oak 27-6 is Red Oak on the season. So a very talented volleyball team that Coach Tessa Simpson and the Lady Deeds will face on Tuesday night. But with those tough-minded seniors and all the talent that's around them, they have a great chance to make history and go to state. And then, of course, we do not want to forget, how about the amazing cross-country team, Michelle Manser qualifying, Jordan Winky qualifying to run at state today, and I know they're all excited about that for the girls. The boys team rated eighth, the highest in school history, the eighth rated Albia Blue Demon cross country team, and they have a chance certainly to finish in the top 10, but I know that those guys have their mind set on getting a top 5 finish at state, and Logan Dorpinghouse has a chance to really, folks, to win state. So a very, very good fall season here for Albia Athletics, and we're going to try to catch up with Coach Todd Ratliff here in just a second and see if we can catch him. We may have him on the phone now. We're trying to catch up with him. But let's take a look at Mid Prairie Wellman. I wanted to share with you a little bit about Mid Prairie Wellman. Mid Prairie Wellman on the season, 8-2 record. And this is a football team that's very balanced. 1,415 yards, passing yards out of Mid Prairie Wellman. But this is a football team that's very, very diverse in a very difficult district. Their losses... Mid-Prairie's losses on the season come to Mediapolis, who obviously is very talented. They lost to Mediapolis 10-12. Well, let's move from football and go right to cross country. We've got I'm not sure. I think either Coach Beal or Coach Ratliff on the line. Coach Ratliff, welcome aboard. Congratulations, eighth rated in the state, buddy. I know this is an enormous day for you in the cross country program.
Yeah, you know, we're actually out walking the course right now. It's going to be a beautiful day. They say maybe in the mid 50s by our race time. So, real proud of these guys and gals. And the work they put in this year, and today's the day we've been working all year for.
Well, Coach, running is a physical sport, obviously, and it's a challenging one for the body. But the body doesn't know it's hurting if the mind is controlling it. And that's the key, really, when you get to this level, is not just having your body in top condition, but having your mind and a running plan is how you're going to attack the course.
Yeah, you know, we went to our starting grid and we talked about the first three corners being right-hand corners and where they wanted to run, and they shared with me their goals both individually and as a team on the guys' side. So, you know, I think they're focused. I've been pretty fortunate to have the group of guys, you know, and Mason Cox leading them. Sorry, I'm out of breath. We're moving pretty quick on the course here. But it's just been a great season, and I think they're mentally and physically ready.
Let's talk real quickly, Coach, while we got you. Talk about the girls. Jordan Winky, boy, she's a young runner, but she's so talented. And, of course, Michelle Mansers has been there before.
Yeah, you know, Jordan, again, is kind of the surprise for us. She ran a few meets early and was in the top third of the runners and looked like she was going to really help the team out. And she sustained a little bit of a high ankle sprain, missed four meets in a row. We weren't quite sure, but she just came back. She said, "Coach, my goal is to make it to state." I said, "You're the person that can do that then." And, you know, she turned around and she did that with a seventh place finish at districts. And Michelle is one of those that she really, last year she learned how to run from Kim and Kristen and how to pace herself. But she came in a little bit unsure this season on how she wanted to approach it. So it took her about four meets to figure out, hey, I'm a strong runner. I know what I'm doing. And, you know, ever since, she's just been tearing it up. So we're real excited about that. Both, you know, young underclassmen, the freshmen and the sophomore. So I think they've got a lot of great running ahead of them.
Well, what's the keys, Coach, for Logan Dorpinghaus? I know that he's looking to vie for a state championship.
Yeah, and, you know, Colton is that even-keeled guy. He doesn't get too excited, and he doesn't get too down on himself. He has that runner's mentality. Hey, you know, God's given me this talent. I'm going to go out today, and I'm going to put everything out there that I have, and you know, let the chips fall where they may. He's confident in the training we've done. He's confident in the time he's put in, and you know, he's ranked number four. That's pretty crazy. The last time we had a top five ranked runner was, I think, Tara Szczynski in 2005. So you know, he's got a good night's sleep, got some good food and hydration in him today, knows who the competitors are, knows how he wants to start, and once he gets rolling, he just keeps rolling.
Well, Coach, on a cross-country team, those five and six guys, the number five and six guys, are going to be so important on the finish, and that's where the championships are going to be won, is in those five and six guys.
Yeah, it really is. You know, even backing up into the four guy, our top three are real solid with Colton, Mason, and Tyler Passett. But the two guys that have come on, you know, real strong as of late were Tyler Berry, who's ran four all season for us, and then Aaron Ambrose, who's a senior. And, you know, he's a gamer. The big meets, he steps up. So it does it. You know, it could be the difference between finishing sixth place and 12th place in a meet like this. So we're excited. They're excited. And just amazing to see the growth we've had since last season.
Sure. Real quick, talk about the course. You guys are out walking it right now. What looks to be the challenges of the course?
You know, 130 runners on it seems to be probably the biggest challenge. A lot of schools use a go out fast and hang on as long as you can approach. We, not so much. We usually try to get three consistent split miles or two and a half split curls. But the course is flat. There's a little bit of wind up here today, but really it's pretty narrow for that many runners, that many talented runners. So it's not like a district meet or a regular season meet where you're going to have a back half that kind of starts slow and stays back there. Everybody's here for a reason. It's because they can run. So,
So how do they do that on the start, Coach? Because that gets to be a real challenge. Do you have the seeded runners one and two and threes go in that order, or how's it start?
Yeah, no, not really. Everybody's got their own space. There's 20 spaces marked out. You can go three runners wide on the spaces. We'll have our top three starters there, and then each of the teams do the same thing. The guys that come up, or the girls come up as individuals, they'll put five individual girls in one of those boxes, and then it's a free-for-all. You've got about a 300-meter straightaway before the first corner, so there's a lot of jockeying of positions there. You know, for Colton, if he's gonna contend top 15, top 10, top 5, he's going to have to get out pretty quick. Last year he learned that being trapped can really, really hurt you. He got trapped for about the first mile in 21st place. And, you know, the state meet's not where you're going to just go run down a lot of people. He was able to run down seven. But, you know, they can put some separation there if you get trapped. So we're starting a little quicker than usual.
Well, Coach, we're getting trapped right between the break. You have a great day today. We're rooting for you, Coach. Go get them at state. And congratulations on a great season.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Go Big Blue.
Head Coach Todd Ratliff, you've been listening to The Coach's Corner.
Maybe since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with me.